Hello, and welcome to the Search CRM podcast. I'm Amanda Malgiri, assistant editor. Today, Richard Snow joins us to discuss voice over IP technology and what to consider when evaluating voice over IP for the call center. Richard is Vice President and Research Director of Customer Contact Center Performance Management at Ventana Research. Richard conducts research exploring the people, process, information, and technology issues behind customer operations management, contact center management, and customer experience management. Hi, Richard. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Amanda.
So, can you start off by telling us a little bit about voice over IP technology and how it's being used in call centers today?
Sure. Well, voice over IP to the non-technicians probably sounds quite complicated, but the simplest way of thinking about it, it is just sending telephone calls over the internet. So instead of using a separate telephone system, you're in fact using a data network for sending calls. And I'm actually coming to you using the technology. The ways this is used in a contact center are threefold, really. The first is that many companies have swapped to having a single network infrastructure for their contact centers. So instead of having a voice and data network, they just have a data network, and it is voice and VoIP enabled. The second way it's used is that centers are also changing the systems they use to manage the telephony in their contact centers to be using VoIP. This basically means swapping out from the traditional PBXs and ACDs and using software to actually manage the contact center. And the third way that companies are using voice over IP is to use some additional applications that you can run because you are using voice over IP and not a separate telephony network. And this includes things such as being able to do speech to text, and something which will be heard much more in the future, which is the concept of presence, which is the ability to detect who is on the network.
So what would you say are the main benefits of this technology for the call center?
Okay, I think what we have seen in our research over the last 3 years is that an increasing number of people have been using voice over IP technology in their contact centers. In fact, we've seen a growth from about 30% 5 years ago to just over 50% today. Now, a lot of people in our research have told us that the absolute top priority for implementing voice over IP is a saving on telephony calls. Very simply put, this means on a voice over IP network, calls are much cheaper, if not free, compared to using a telephone network. And although there are potential other value-added benefits for using voice over IP, this is, in fact, the main benefit that companies have achieved.
So what about drawbacks? Are there any challenges that voice over IP brings about?
There are some. Obviously, the biggest is to determine your strategy of using voice over IP. Many companies will have call centers today based on traditional data and telephony networks. And so one of the drawbacks is obviously that you need to replace this with a single network. This can be expensive, but downstream there will be considerable benefits, as we've already mentioned, about taking this route. So the main drawback is the need to really replace the networking infrastructure.
Is voice over IP better suited for any specific type or size call center, maybe inbound versus outbound? Are you seeing voice over IP more in the enterprise than in the small business?
Strangely enough, most people would think you would see a difference, but actually one of the pieces of our research actually looked very specifically at the different implementation rates depending on size of company and the number of seats in the contact center. Results really overall show that there is no difference. So based on what we've seen and the research, then voice over IP is being adopted. Small companies, large companies, contact centers with a small number of seats or large numbers of seats. So it is applicable to everybody.
How about single site versus multi-site call centers? Does that make any difference?
But I think when it comes to the main benefit, as I said, which is saving money, then obviously the greater the number of centers and the greater the number of centers that be interconnected, and therefore potentially the potential savings on things like long distance calls increases, there can still be savings of the telephony cost or site system. But generally speaking, one would need to implement more of the value applications that are supported by Voice over IP to see the full extent of the cost savings you can achieve on a single site. But there will be telephony saving, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Voice over IP is useful for connecting and managing remote call center agents?
Okay, that's an interesting one. Home agents is something which is talked about quite a lot, and in a piece of research which I'm in fact just completing, it is obviously still a very small percentage of agents are home-based, but what we've seen in the research is this is going to increase somewhere in the region of 14% over the next 2 years. The benefit of using voice over IP comes back to the same thing, which is that you're going to save on costs of connecting agents. They're effectively agents in remote sites, and therefore it's going to be cheaper to connect them in. But what we'll also see is that some of the important applications that can go on top of voice over IP, such as I've already mentioned, presence, the ability to know who is logged into the network, and also things like collaboration, being able to exchange instant messages between home agents and the centre. These kind of applications will begin to make it much easier, much more cost efficient and effective to work with home agents and manage their time, and indeed help them should they get into difficulty trying to resolve customer calls.
Okay, so would you say that voice over IP is a must-have for companies looking to deploy a virtual call center?
The simple answer to that is yes, absolutely. But I think we should be careful of the term virtual call center. It is open to, in my view, to misinterpretation. Some people use it in the same way as they're using having multiple sites and claiming that's virtualization. But in our view, virtualization is actually the ability to route calls to anybody, anywhere, to answer customer calls. And this could be both within the company. So, for example, routing calls instead of to call center agents, routing it to somebody in sales, maybe somebody in marketing, or maybe even directly to somebody in finance, or indeed routing calls directly to field service. So in these circumstances, the true virtualization, then voice over IP shows many advantages because we can have the integration of the voice data, we can integrate to cell phones. And so this true virtualization, then voice over IP really does become an absolute must-have.
What impact would you say that voice over IP has on customer satisfaction and the customer experience?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's something which is kind of interesting dilemma in the marketplace. I often see many people writing about how using voice over IP can improve the customer experience. But frankly, my experience is that it makes no difference. Most people calling a call center, it's a straightforward call, and you won't know at all whether the center is based on traditional technology or voice over IP-based technology. Again, to get the real difference, companies will need to start implementing some of the value-add applications, and then customers might indeed begin to see a difference. But today, it's very little difference that the customer is going to experience.
So for companies now looking to put together a business case for voiceover IP, what would you say are the top things that they should be sure to address? And how exactly can they go about getting upper management on board with the project?
Okay, interesting, again, question in today's economic climate. But when it comes to getting management buy-in, this is probably going to end up being one of the easiest cases to make, because any vendor will help you produce the case of showing how much it's going to save on telephony costs. And as I've said, this can range from, you know, reasonable to quite significant, depending on just the extent of the contact center. So getting management on board is a clear focus on the cost saving. It is going to be is going to grab their attention. What people should think about when putting the case together is a couple of things. First, we've seen that many companies, of course, have got traditional centres, and swapping out, building this new network, obviously can be disruptive and cost money. So that's obviously going to be a consideration. Other ways that we've seen people deploy voice over IP is maybe taking one site or even creating a small satellite centre within an existing centre and making that voice over IP, and therefore having, you know, a combination really as maybe as a trial or to prove the case, and then taking the big leap to move over. So that's one thing people should consider if they have existing technology. The other thing to think about today, in given that the way the business is developing, is to look at the possibility of not actually using voice over IP in the company's premises, on the company's premises, but indeed using call center technology that's voice over IP based, but being provided as a hosted, or as some might say today, a cloud-based solution. So this would be another option which people should look at, as there are vendors there today who can provide effectively all the functionality of a contact center, but have it provided on a hosted basis, and access is gained using a voice over IP network.
Okay, great. Well, that's all of our questions for today. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's it for our podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks again to Richard Snow for joining us and sharing his insight on voice over IP. Until next time, I'm Amanda Malgiri for Search CRM.